An ice storm in the plains and the Midwest caused a bit of trouble on the presidential campaign trail in Iowa today. Former President Clinton had to cancel some appearances on behalf of his wife, Senator Hillary Rodham Clinton, and former Senator John Edwards had to cancel a community meeting. Edwards is traveling through Iowa by bus this week, trying to gain enough traction to pull ahead in a close race with Clinton and Senator Barack Obama. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
The Edwards campaign is calling this bus tour the Main Street Express, but the main streets of Des Moines are largely deserted this chilly December. So Edwards kicked off the tour with the bus parked inside the Polk County Convention Complex, where the temperature and the reception were considerably warmer. The room was filled with union members wearing steelworkers' or carpenters' T-shirts, and Edwards delivered the populist rhetoric that's made him a favorite in some quarters of organized labor. Many here have grown skeptical of free trade, even though Iowa's a major exporter with a low unemployment rate. Edwards condemned the passage of the North American Free Trade Agreement and the closing of an Iowa Maytag plant that's recently cost some 1,800 jobs.
You are looking at the President of the United States, who will stand up for American jobs, who will stand up for trade policy that works for American workers. That's what this is about.
As Edwards spoke, an enthusiastic Kathy Luter looked on from the front row.
I've been a supporter of John Edwards since he was on the ticket 4 years ago, and I believe he's an honest man working for the common worker in our country. His humble background is another reason I see him. He understands us.
Luter is a precinct captain for Edwards, which means she's responsible for bringing other voters into his tent.
I've done a lot of canvassing and calling, talking to the people in my area to get them out to the caucus.
She drags her friends everywhere with her. I'm one of those, but I'm a supporter also.
Denise Hancock sat next to Luter with her camera, hoping to get a snapshot of Edwards. He needs more supporters like her if he's to break out of what's essentially a three-way tie in Iowa. Edwards is encouraging his followers to host John Edwards book clubs, where undecided voters can read from his 80-page policy guide, The Plan to Build One America. When it comes to promoting books, Edwards is probably not a threat to Oprah Winfrey, who drew huge crowds over the weekend for his rival, Barack Obama. But Edwards hopes to harness a little star power of his own this week, with campaign appearances by actors Kevin Bacon and Tim Robbins. He admits celebrity campaigning only goes so far.
I think it helps to get people to come and listen to the candidates. I don't think it has much effect on who they vote for or caucus for.
In a nod to Kevin Bacon's appearance, though, the campaign is organizing 6 Degrees of John Edwards, a challenge for backers to bring 6 undecided friends to a campaign event or to canvass their neighborhoods in 6-degree weather. Edwards spokesman Dan Lystico says that kind of person-to-person organizing is critical in a state where only a hardy minority will actually make it to the caucuses.
It's a dead heat here in Iowa, and that's because TV ads are not what make the difference in Iowa. It's issues, it's ideas, and those are the areas in which Senator Edwards is really leading.
And if that's not enough, maybe a Kevin Bacon autograph will help seal the deal. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Des Moines.